Item 14, Mr. Woods, discussion of possible report and a possible discussion on internal audit quarterly report. Mr. Don Woods.
Good morning. During this quarter, I did a payroll audit on all of our payrolls that were executed during the quarter. We had an external auditor data comparison reports that we made response to, fuel usage audit, and a loss in status of our loss and upgrade report. As I said, I audited all payrolls that were executed in this quarter, and there were no exceptions, and all payrolls were valid that were executed. As part of the annual financial statement, Grant Thornton does extensive comparison of our vendor data, payroll personnel data, and our payment data. From this testing, we get a series of reports that we provide responses to. And for this year, there were no all issues were resolved with no findings being issued as. And if there were issues, they would have been reported in the management advisory comments. But we were clean. We had a clean report. I also did an audit of our fuel usage throughout the authority. We provide fuel through two avenues, through our bulk storage facilities, bulk storage tanks at our project facilities, and through a fuel card program for those vehicles not assigned to or maintained at those project facilities. I audited all fuel card transactions for the FY08, and I interviewed pertinent personnel. In the internal controls over both programs are adequate and operating as desired. When I went out there, we have procedures at each location, but we don't have any documented procedures. We're in the process of documenting these procedures through our F&A personnel. And the F&A is also in the process of audit of developing fuel card reports for our supervisors that will be specific for their employees. Currently, F&A monitors and reviews all transactions that occurred during each month. The final activity is our loss and upgrade. Just a little preliminary information for a reminder. Our current version of Lawson will no longer be serviced by Lawson in July of this year. Therefore, the upgrade is required. If you look at the items complete, you'll basically see we're down to almost down to the end user testing. The second data migration pass will be finished tomorrow, and then we'll get into end user testing. This puts us online to go live in the March time frame as we've planned all along. So, and I will be glad to answer any questions that anyone has.
Any questions for Don Woods? Thank you very much, Don.